KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. I'm your co-host, Rusty Cannon. The Chad Daybell murder trial continued this week, and KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been following the trial from the Boise courtroom. The court is taking a recess today, but yesterday, KSL at Night hosts Leah Murray and Mara Carabello spoke about the latest developments.
Mara, have you been paying attention to what's going on up in Boise?
I mean, it's a giant trial. It's just so intense to watch, though, isn't it?
That's right. Like, and a little bit I have fatigue, because a little bit I'm like, let's just, you know, it's just the whole thing is gross a little bit, right, Mara? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to just tell you. But, you know, luckily for me, I don't have to sit in that courtroom and, like, pay attention to something that I find is so disturbing every day. Unfortunately for her, maybe, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio reporter, is sitting in Boise inside that courtroom every day. Amy, how you doing? And welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. It is not the most fun assignment ever to attend a murder trial for, you know, 5 days straight. But it is definitely something that I value. I know it can have a lot of value for our listeners. And so trying to do my best to take those notes and really try to follow the latest updates, because this trial has been going on for so long, as you said, and there is some fatigue there. But, you know, some of those little updates could really clue us in when we get that verdict, as far as, okay, what was going through the jury's mind? Why did they make that decision? And it could be, you know, one or two lines here and there that led them to a conviction.
All right, Amy. So given what you just said, tell us what happens. What's happening of, you know, very recently? What happened today? What's going on in the court right now? What developments?
So a couple of witnesses today, one that was really fascinating and a person that we'll likely see again, was an FBI agent who was called in by law enforcement to basically track the cell phones of Chad Daybell, his now wife, Lori Vallow Daybell, and her brother, Alex Cox, specifically looking at the days where Tammy Daybell died, where the two kids, JJ and Tylee, both died. And what he found was, on the days after that JJ and Tylee were last seen alive, Lori's brother, Alex, was on the Daybell property, likely in that backyard where the two bodies were found. There's a little bit of, it could be within a few feet, basically, where his cell phone was kind of pinging those cell towers, but very likely in that backyard. It's believed that he was involved in the murders of those two kids. So really putting those people kind of all connected, all talking to each other on those days, just kind of painting that picture that they were all involved in some way. And then another couple of witnesses, family members of Tammy Daybell, spoke and talked about Chad's demeanor at the funeral, and really saying that they were kind of shocked at his reactions, that, you know, they expected him to be sadder, to be crying, but he only cried if other people cried. And then a couple of times they also said that they heard him say different stories, that he said, you know, Tammy died at this time, I found her in the morning, and then later, oh, Tammy died at this time, and I found her in the middle of the night. And so some of those discrepancies really painting a kind of an odd picture of this grieving husband that just really don't add up, and create a lot more questions about, you know, what is his involvement?
You know, it's an interesting observation. We talk a lot about in the theory of communications that nonverbal is what a lot of us pick up on. It's sometimes not what people say, but as this description, how they're acting. And some of that is sort of our view of grief and how people are acting. I'm going to switch that a little and ask about the prosecution and defense teams. How would you describe how the different sets of attorneys is there a different level of intensity or a different level of energy between the two teams that either are defending or prosecuting?
Absolutely. There is the state has some really kind of, I would say, friendly demeanor. A lot of their questions are directed very carefully. There is no kind of intensity there. It's very conversational in their questioning. And you get the sense that they're just kind of thinking about their questions before they ask them, lots of pauses. And then the same a little bit from John Pryor, the defense attorney for Chad Daybell. You know, there's a few times where he's objected and the judge didn't even hear the objection. He's just kind of like mumbling it to himself. It's a little bit weird. The courtroom setup is also a little bit odd. It's not like on TV where you have kind of the two desks facing the same direction. The Chad and his lawyer actually are kind of in an L. So they're facing the jury and looking directly at the jury. And it just kind of feels a little bit weird with him sitting there because you can kind of look at him anytime and you can see jurors kind of checking him out. At one point today, stared down those family members of Tammy as they were talking, you know, crying at points about their relationships with Tammy. And he is giving them the death glare and just not breaking eye contact, you know, just staring at that desk. And then across from him, directly across from him, is the jury. So a little bit of a weird kind of awkward situation created just by the seating there that just, I don't know, a different dynamic than what I have expected from previous trials. But it definitely amps up the drama for sure.
Yeah, Amy, so how much longer, you know, like how long are you living in Boise, I guess is what I'm asking. But like how much longer of a trial do you think we're looking at? If the state's still making its case, we still have the defense to go. Do you have a sense of how long this is going to go on?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've got several more weeks here. So I won't be here the whole time. We're taking turns with different KSL TV, KSL News Radio, and .com reporters. But definitely we know the state is bringing a couple witnesses later this week, an expert witness they kind of teased today. And then we know also that John Pryor is going to put up a big defense. He has said before that he has expert witnesses lined up, and he was planning that all for next week tentatively to start the defense. We're not sure how long that'll take. I would expect at least several weeks based on how many witnesses have already been called from the state, that he's going to put up a defense that's kind of worthy of that.
All right, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio reporter, thank you for being in Boise and doing the good work. And, you know, we'll hear from you all week. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
So, Leah, we know that KSL, we've got great coverage of this, and we do know our listeners and readers are really interested in this. I do always want to ask myself the question, I'll ask myself, is, you know, how much detail should we be watching of stories like this? Is it a product of modern times? I think we've always been interested in tragedy as humans, but it is an interesting question. We know the appetite is there and we'll keep delivering, but
yeah,
interesting story.
Yeah, join KSL at Night all week long for updates from Boise in the trial of Chad Daybell. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is going to be there every day this week, providing observations, insights from inside the courtroom.
Next on KSL at Night, and then there were three GOP candidates for the state's attorney general position. We're going to talk with one of those candidates, Derek Brown. Stay with us.